Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney. Stephen Gaffney is here. Stephen is our good friend. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, coming up on 11 years. He's the author of Honesty Works and Just Be Honest and Honesty Sells. I think that's the new one. And he writes about these things. He writes about communication. How can we do a better job of communicating with everyone around us, our people we work with, people we live with, and people we love, and the people who love us anyway. Right, Stephen?
Absolutely.
That's the way people
communication
are.
Communication is the key.
People who love me anyway, right? So one of the things that you're going to do is help us understand what not to do, and you're going to do that by helping us by identifying what you call communication myths.
Yeah, there's five of them I hear in the workplace. The first one is time heals all wounds. How often have you had somebody say, well, just give it time? You know, time doesn't heal any wounds. In fact, the only thing that really time can do is give you perspective on how to deal with things. And here's my proof. If time really did heal all wounds, so many people wouldn't be belly aching about their parents and the way they grew up.
Yeah.
You know, how many times is somebody blaming their parents? Well, I'm this way because of the way I grew up or something. Get
time,
over it.
But
move
time,
forward. Give your parents credit.
But time does heal. I don't know about wounds, but time does seem to help, as you say, help people have perspective. I mean, how many times have you known people who were at one point in time, you know, arch enemies, couldn't stand to be around each other, and then a year or two or 5 years later, they're best friends again. You know, it can happen, go ahead.
Yeah, it can give you perspective, but here's the thing about that. As soon as there's a problem in that relationship, I don't care how long it, you know, ago it was, people will bring up the past, and that's a big issue, and here's why it's so important in the workplace, is that performance problems left alone get worse. They
right.
don't get better.
Right.
Contractual problems, customer problems.
No, you're right about that. You're right about that. Yeah.
You know, here's what's interesting, Jim. I've coached people for almost two decades now. I've never, ever, ever experienced one time where I've coached somebody to take a look at that employee who's not performing well, and they've actually made a move either to remove them or actually or transfer them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And never, ever, one time has somebody said to me, well, you know what? I should have given that person more time. Mm-hmm. I should have given them more. I rushed to judgment. Too.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't tend to happen. Now, there are people who are too rash, but they're few and far between. Most of the time, people use time as an excuse. And, well, I need to do this. They just avoid
the
conflict.
Time is not the solution, but if you give new solutions more time, that's different. For example, I do believe that redemption is a good management practice. Meaning, if someone is not performing, I think as a manager, you have an obligation to try to redeem them, which takes time. But that doesn't mean that you do nothing but let the passage of time happen. It means that you take action during that time.
Well, the three critical things to do whenever there's a mistake that happens, and I did a blog on this, and they can go to our website and find out more about that. But one essential thing in a situation like that is what's going to be different. See, because
mm-hmm.
if you just give somebody more time and say, well, you know, they're getting into the job, I understand that. That is one idea to kind of look at the situation. But the more important thing is when somebody makes mistakes, which we all make mistakes,
right.
The question is, are we growing and moving forward? It's amazing how often people repeat mistakes because they're just going to say, I'm going to try harder, work harder, and that is not going to fix the
well,
situation.
Well, a mistake is not necessarily poor performance.
Yeah, I get that.
If you make a mistake, if you got an employee who tried hard and made a mistake, took initiative when they needed when they didn't have anybody else to help them, and took initiative and messed up, you've got to use words like "What did we learn?" Not
well, absolutely,
not,
but it's still a mistake. I'm not blaming that person. I'm saying it's a mistake in the process.
Right.
So, and that's an important thing because it may not and often isn't that employee's fault. It's the boss's fault who didn't lay out the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So there are clearly things that somebody can be doing. But sometimes the reason why I'm kind of hedging on this, not hedging on this, but kind of challenging what the discussion is because people will often they don't like conflict and they'll often use, you know, other things. Well, we're not having a problem. We're having a challenge. Okay, I don't care. You put lipstick on a pig, but
it's not a pig. And that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, I agree with you on that. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, the next one you got to look at is don't rock the boat. So often people say, well, you know, I don't want to cause any problems here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we found. Conflict is good. Not resolving conflict is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So great teams, of which I'm often brought in to kind of deal with teams, it's high-performance teams have incredible conflict, but they resolve the conflict. Just like in a good marriage, conflict isn't the problem. It's whether we don't resolve that conflict that's the problem.
Well,
so
if there's a conflict that you've identified and you don't want to deal with it because you don't want to rock the boat, that's ridiculous because your boat's already being rocked.
Yeah.
The boat's already rocking, right?
Yeah,
if you actually are at a point where you can say, I don't want to rock the boat, then that ship is sailed, no pun intended.
Yeah, no.
Or every pun intended.
I love it, Jim, because if we don't rock the boat, that boat is sinking.
That's right. No question about it. So don't rock the boat. So what would be a scenario where somebody wouldn't rock the boat?
Well, what happens is that, for example, an employee comes on to a team, they don't want to rock the boat, or let's say a boss, you know, they hire somebody and the employee isn't really performing up to standards. Right. Well, I don't want to rock the situation, they're getting used to the job, and here's
a good one.
Yeah.
The boss hears from rumblings from the crew that the manager is being overbearing or mean or a bully or abusive or something like that, but the company's running like a fine-tuned watch, so the owner may have a real problem on his hands, but he doesn't want to rock the boat because this company's running like a fine-tuned watch.
Oh, that's a great one, Jim, because I've seen that where they're performing results, right? The goals are getting accomplished, but the mm-hmm. expense of a lot of other people.
They're creating a casualty list.
Absolutely, and in the end, that does catch up. So
yeah.
I've been in situations where I've advised that executive or I've advised that person to take a look at that situation. Well, they're performing up to standards and that area is working well. Yeah, it's for a while. For example, you know, fear is a management style and strategy mm-hmm. that does work
mm-hmm.
in the short run.
That's exactly right.
Huge cost in the long run.
That's right. Worked for Hitler for a while, didn't it? Hey, give us a website.
Steve. Oh, www.honestcommunication.com.
Honestcommunication.com. Check it out. Stephen Gaffney is a purveyor of that website. He and I will be right back. We got three more of these myths to talk about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.